That was the magnificent opening statement of Arvo Pärt's Passio, his setting of the passage in the Gospel of St. John about the trial and crucifixion of Christ. Pärt is an anomaly these days, a truly religious composer. His devotion is evident in every note. Whatever your religious persuasion, it would be hard not to be moved by the simple yet ineluctable unfolding of this most profound event in the spiritual history of mankind. The best-known version of the St. John Passion is, of course, by Bach. It's one of Bach's greatest musical achievements, maybe the most dramatic vocal music he wrote. For modern secular audiences, though, it can also be a disturbing work. Its drama lies not so much in the suffering of Christ or in the believer's response to the events of Holy Week, as it does in Bach's even greater passion, the St. Matthew. What's dramatic in the St. John are the scenes of mob violence, the angry demands of the Hebrews for the crucifixion of Jesus. Bach's powerful setting has offended some Jewish members of the audience. Some Jewish musicians have waged heavy battles of conscience before deciding whether to participate. But Pärt's Passio is the opposite of dramatic. Its aim is not to arouse tension or conflict at all, but to present and contemplate a mystery, a sublime ritual. It begins with the assumption that each gesture is symbolic. Pärt emphasizes the passages in which St. John writes that these events were all predestined in order that the prophecy might be fulfilled, that no one was to blame. And yet, it's Pärt's very sincerity that makes the question of anti-Semitism even trickier to deal with in a St. John Passion composed in 1982 than in one composed in 1723. Finally, I think it's the beauty and humanity of Pärt's music, or Bach's, or anyone's, that transcends these nagging questions. Pärt achieves his spiritual exaltation through an extraordinary use of traditional musical techniques, pacing, voicing, and harmony. Passio proceeds as slowly and continuously as a heartbeat. Time is so suspended that even though it lasts 70 minutes, you don't feel or notice its length. The voicings are very simple, but surprising. Jesus is sung by a bass, Pilate by a tenor. These are the only characters with solos. The evangelist, who narrates the story, is sung by a vocal quartet, soprano, countertenor, tenor, and baritone. A chamber choir sings the voices of everyone else. Only five instruments supply the accompaniment: violin, oboe, cello, bassoon, and organ. And they surround the voices with a glowing halo of sound. widely spaced harmonies add to the sense of timelessness. There's practically only one melody, yet its simplicity, like Gregorian chant, never grows tiresome. The performance by the Hilliard Ensemble under Paul Hillier couldn't be more accomplished or heartfelt.